Hi, this is Bob Williamson. Starving Harvesters. A movie producer friend of mine who sits on the Jesus Alliance board is involved with an ongoing effort to stop child rape and human trafficking. He has teamed with an individual who has been working to stop this tragedy for 3 decades. They're trying to raise money to produce a film on the sex trafficking industry. It begins with raising enough to write a decent screenplay, which will cost some $300,000. So you might yawn and say, what's new? I see requests for money for all sorts of things daily. The man this letter is directed to has dedicated his life to stopping child rape for a reason. So what would motivate him to go all in on this mission? The below letter from a victim to him says it all. Matthew, thank you for your kindness in coming to see me yesterday at the shelter. Your words brought great joy to my broken heart. I turned 15 on Monday. After being used by so many men, I can see that my days will soon come to an end. My illness gets worse with each passing day. I can hardly eat. The food has no flavor. It was sour like so much of my life. I will not see my 16th birthday. I look back on that day when I left my family's home. I was only 12 then. I was so happy, so full of life. I had such hopes and dreams. Now look at me. I will never marry. I will never have children. I will never have grandchildren. I will not grow old. The day that first man took my virtue was the day my God died. He and all those other men stole my life away. I was just a child. Why did nobody come to help me? I have stopped asking why this happened to me. I have even stopped feeling angry. I need you to promise me. I need you to do what you can with Anna Ronda to prevent any other girls from falling into this hole. Promise me you will end this evil. Promise me you will never stop trying. I don't care about myself. I'm done. Don't let any more of our sisters go through what I went through. My spirit is already dead inside. My body will soon catch up. How can this happen to a child? Where are all the good men? Where are our protectors? Where is our humanity? Promise me, Gina. Matt replied, I am driven by these pleas. This is one of so many. This girl was 15 years old. She was raped over 7,000 times. As I've said, multiply this number by 4.5 million, and you will see the extent of evil we are up against. Last year, the world saved 33,000 girls. She asked two good questions. Where are all the good men? Where are the protectors? They are out there. We need to find them, wake them up, and take care of this problem. As Christians, how can we not? Warmest regards, Matt. With all due respect to Matt, I think she asked three good questions. Where are all the good men? Where are the protectors? Where is our humanity? Are most men sitting at their desks, going to their next meeting, checking the stock prices, playing golf, hunting or fishing, going to parties, whatever? Where are all the good women? Where are we as human beings? I've said it before and I'll say it again. If you aren't doing anything, to help alleviate this problem, you should be ashamed. You say you don't know what you can do? Okay, here's a starter list for you. Donate money. Share videos and blogs like this one. Pray. Volunteer to work with an organization that is determined to stop this, the worst evil on our planet. Pray some more. Organize your church group and other friends. Most important of all is to donate some money. My wife told me this morning that the Jesus Alliance seems stagnant. It is stagnant at the moment. Why? Because we can only do so much without funding. We don't have the money to fight tragedy like this little girl's plight. One solution would be for you to go to our website, contribute any amount. Can you afford $1, $5, $20, $10,000? Why not ask God if this is a course you should pursue? We will put that money to work fighting this evil with gusto, regardless of the amount. Do you care about this little girl and others just like her? If not, I suppose you can just enjoy your good life, finally look at your portfolio, and smile at your success in life. If that is your choice, shame on me for disturbing your sunny day and throwing the wet towel of awareness of this sad little innocent 12-year-old child who was raped over 7,000 times in just 3 years by sweaty, dirty, perverted old men. This is happening every day in every county of this country and throughout the world. I pray someone that you know isn't snatched off the street and raped 7,000 times, be it a little girl or a little boy. We're trying to stop it. Help us, please. James 5:1. Now listen, you rich people, weep and wail because of the misery that is coming on you. Your wealth is rotted, and moths have eaten your clothes. Your gold and silver are corroded. Their corrosion will testify against you and eat your flesh like fire. You've hoarded wealth in the last days. Look, the wages you failed to pay the workers who mowed your fields are crying out against you. The cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord Almighty. You have lived on earth in luxury and self-indulgence. You have fattened yourselves in the day of slaughter. You have condemned and murdered the innocent one who was not opposing you. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.